we met with the contractor and the subcontractor and the PSNI about the security of the site, because there's very specialist equipment being brought in to bore down into the rock. It costs £495 per hour to run, and the cables were cut on the machine, which took them more than 2 days to replace, and there was other damage done to the lights. Apart from the cost, which is quite substantial, there is also the issue of safety, because this is very sophisticated machinery, and the holes that they bore in the ground are about 2 feet in diameter, so if anything happened or if anybody went into those holes that are 11 metres deep, it would be hugely dangerous, and all of those issues were talked through at the meeting.
The other issue that this brings up, of course, is the chance of a delay in having this project completed. People have waited a long time for this work to start. They could see this delayed even more.
Yes, I mean, this project was lost on a funding issue one time before, and the council and all the councillors and all of the various agencies had to refocus, and we brought it online again, so we don't want to see any more delays to the work progressing.
What's your message to those who are behind these incidents?
Well, we very much say to them that this is an absolute nonsense. It is hugely dangerous. It is endangering a community project that serves the communities at the head of the town and the Ballycolman. It's a project that the people of Saban have looked forward to for a long, long, long time, and they should not be continuing this work and putting it in danger.